From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A virus spread by insects is causing widespread damage to lettuce crops in California's Salinas Valley. The Impedance Necrotic Spot Virus, or INSV, is spread by thrips, tiny insects that reproduce rapidly and feast on vegetable crops. Salinas Valley produces more than half of America's lettuce, and farmers in the region are predicting big financial losses. They expect the crop to be worse than 2020 when the bug spread virus cost growers an estimated $100 million in lost revenue. Chinese leaders are considering steps towards reopening after nearly 3 years of tough pandemic restrictions. AgWeb.com reports China's growth in exports fell for the first time in more than 2 years in October as demand declined on rising risks of global recession. While China's exports are taking a downturn, so have China's imports, falling to its lowest point in 8 years. The Export Exchange Conference, recently hosted by U.S. Grains Council, Growth Energy, and Renewable Fuels Association, is already paying off. According to surveys of grain buyers who attended the event, they bought $225 million worth of grain and ethanol co-products, along with another $128 million still under negotiations. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says exports of U.S. grains and DDGS create jobs at home while helping international companies satisfy demand.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.